Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Western Honeydew Podcast. If you're one of those people that drinks an energy drink a day or multiple energy drinks a day or a ton of coffee, you gotta quit it. There's other ways and even more cost-effective ways of getting the energy you need, and that is with Working Athlete. Sit down with Jesse Paulson and we talk about a bunch of their products. Working Athlete sounds a lot like Wilderness Athlete, and that's exactly what it is. Wilderness Athlete is their whole product line. We've had them on before talking about Energy and Focus, Hydrate and Recover, and a few other products that they have, and kind of that mindset of you use it while you're hunting. But with Working Athlete, this is designed for people that are blue-collar workers in the heat every day that need to also consider what they're putting in their body to make sure that they get through their day and it's not a ton of Red Bull or Monsters or whatever guys are drinking. So I sat down with him to talk a little bit about some of these products that he had as well as was hunting. I think we got some hunting in there as well. But anyway, great episode with Jesse. On top of that, I've got a new coupon code for you guys. Just straight Hunting Hub. So put Hunting Hub in and you'll get 20% off. But there's a couple of unique products that I think are definitely worth your time. And I've been taking a few, and after this episode, the Edge and a couple others that I've been taking, I've been noticing quite a bit of difference in my day-to-day, just making it through the day without crashing and whatnot. So lots of great content here. Give it a listen. And as always, thanks for the support. All right, Jesse, thanks for jumping up a podcast. And I'd love to just keep BSing without recording, but now it's time to record and get some things actually out to the folks, because I wanted to bring you on and talk a little bit about a side of Wilderness Athlete that I didn't really know existed. And I was concerned about some things I was doing health-wise and wanted to make some adjustments. So yeah, if you would, real quick, tell us a little bit about yourself personally. We'll do a little personal intro, maybe a little professional intro.
Yeah, definitely. So I started with Wilderness Athlete really from its inception, since my dad is the founder of the company. Coach Mark Paulson was started back in 2004. He's a strength coach. He was a strength coach for over 30 years at University of New Mexico, before that at Long Beach State, and then Southern Carolina. And his really what came from Wilderness, or how Wilderness started, was there was, you know, he saw that there was no nutritional or performance line in the outdoor industry. And he just, you know, he through his connections in professionally, really was able to connect with the right people. And he started off, getting into the outdoors. And then all of a sudden you have all these guys who are working construction, they're working in the mines, they're doing physical jobs, and they are also hunters. And they started bringing us into their workplaces, and specifically with two products, our Hydrate and Recover and our Energy and Focus. And what we started finding, really, we fell into this Working Athlete world, is, you know, and worked with a local company, SRP, down here in Arizona. And in the industrial world, it's all about recordables. It's all about making sure that guys are safe. And really, it was really just the safety component. It really wasn't anything health-wise that the industry covers. And so we kind of saw that, and we thought to ourselves, man, we can do something here in terms of performance, because performance affects safety as well. And so with our Hydrate and Recover, we started implementing a preventative protocol, which is with our product, and then the Energy and Focus is the healthy. You have tons of guys who are slamming Red Bulls left and right, and they're trying to, like we talked about earlier, it's like, if anything, I'm addicted to being focused and being on and, and making sure that I'm, you know, with kids running around, that I'm 100% focused, you know?
Right.
And so, that's what these guys are too. When they're on the job, they want to be focused as well. But the problem with drinking two Red Bulls is then you got to have three, and then you got to have four. And so you have these dangerous synthetic, energy drinks that are robbing you of your natural energy producing pathways that your body is making, and you just have to have more. And so our energy does a little differently. It works with your body and with B6, B12 and things like that. But anyway, that started getting going around, and we started working with safety managers, and all of a sudden we are seeing these results. We're seeing case studies of companies that are using our protocol, and they're saying, hey, we're seeing results of 50 to, you know, sometimes, you know, 66% reductions in heat related injuries from 1 year to the next year. And that makes a difference. And then we kind of started to see, okay, what else is going on? Like, there's nutritional deficiencies with a lot of these guys too, because we'll be, you know, honestly, they're waking up in the morning, and, you know, probably a lot of your listeners are, you slept 6 or 7 hours, you didn't drink any water, you woke up at night to urinate, take a piss, then in the morning you're already dehydrated, and what do you reach for? You reach for a Red Bull, a Monster, another energy type drink, an espresso. I'm guilty of the espressos myself. I'm a sucker for that. But then you're just starting the day off on a bad foot, and you're already dehydrated. And not to mention, if you're had a couple of drinks, had two beers the night before. And so you look at the construction industry, and you see that, okay, these guys are going out and they're working a physical job in the sun, in Arizona heat, and they're trying to maintain their performance and stay safe. And from a longevity standpoint, you just can't, it's almost impossible to do that. And so you know, construction is one of the most dangerous, you know, jobs out there, in terms of even mental health as well.
It's every single day you're pushing your body. And how many people have joint pain, your body is getting worn out every single day.
Right.
You're working out every day by doing your job. So yes, those Yeah, go on.
No, and the aging, like you mentioned, the aging workforce issues are starting to become more and more of an issue because of the discrepancy in of workers who are available. Because you have Gen X or, you know, the younger, and, you know, the millennials who are not wanting to, they're not seeing the trades as something that they would, that's something that they want to do. And so you have old, you know, these 50 or 60 year olds who are continuing to be on the job longer. And it's just, they're seeing that's where a lot of issues are starting to arise. And, you know, one of the stats that we pulled up was the average typical athlete, sports athlete, whether that's, you know, basketball, NBA, NFL, they're active during competition an average of 30 minutes, 45 minutes per game. The working athlete across all spectrums is active physically probably about is seven hours on average across all the industries. And it's not just a game to them. Like that's something that's, you know, they step one way or they miss, or a lineman up there doesn't do the right thing with a, you know, his tie off, or, you know, working with, you know, tons of electricity up there. Like that's an issue.
Yeah.
And so mentally, that's where that's, you know, physically and mentally, that's where we're really starting to see the results.
Yeah. So it's not news that drink mixes just help us go further in our hunts, and that even some supplements and everything that help with elevation sickness and so on. The supplement world is dominated by the general gym goers. So it's cool. I really enjoy the fact that Wilderness Athlete is built for hunters by hunters, but also realizing the capacity to go the other direction. Because similar to how over the last 20 years we've been able to go from hunting in blue jeans and your old wool to high performance wool, quality synthetic materials that stretch and move with us and dry easy. It's the clothing has improved, all of that. The same with what we're putting in our bodies. And I am no health junkie by any means. When I talk to Ben, he's been on the show before too. I mean, he's a health nut. He loves it. And everyone at Wilderness Athlete I know is too. And thankfully you guys are there to do the homework for me. But I know it's my responsibility to do a little digging myself because that's what I'm putting in my body. But I'm really trusting you guys too on looking at what this stuff is, and that's where I'm able to listen to good recommendation, listen to I've chatted with Kevin there, and that really kind of sold me on some things as well. That and then performance as well has sold me for sure. But the working athlete side is relatively new to me, in that every once in a while, I'm definitely not a slam a Red Bull Monster full throttle kind of guy. I don't drink pop, but every once in a while I'm dragging around that 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And sure, that could be diet related stuff, could be whatever. I'm not a construction worker, but I do some random day to day. Some days are in front of a computer. Some days are, I was running a skid steer yesterday and moving some gravel. It's just all that is different every single day. And so my new plan is, well, say screw it. Why would I go and buy a Red Bull once a week on that day that's rough? And why don't I just leave a jar or two of some Hydrate Recover and Energy and Focus right at my desk? And then it's become actually my every other day drink, probably. It's probably what I just kind of crave it instead of some water. I struggle drinking water. having that with me as there's my pick me up, and then I'm going. And I'm back on it and going. And just like you were saying earlier, you're on all the time. And I really like that. I hate dragging. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I want to just keep my productive work time going throughout the day. 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I am on fire. And that's my hours of like the best productivity. And I'd love to keep it going. So Wilderness or the drink mixes, we've talked about those in previous podcasts, but for this one I'd really like to look into, and maybe I guess one question on the drink mixes is just the health factor side of it. How do I know that that's a quality thing that's working with my body and not against it, like you were saying? And then we can dive into some of the other supplements and things.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough thing, is because you don't know, to be honest. Like, now the supplement industry is fraught with so many people who are trying to make a buck. And what they'll do is they'll put on their ingredients, they'll put all the right things. They'll put all the right things, everything that you look for in there. And then what they'll do is they will, you know, that you don't know the quality. So for example, like protein, you can put 24, you can put 40 grams of protein. I look at some of these muscle milk things, you put 40, 50 grams, you keep going up, but what kind of protein is in there? Like, what is it readily absorbed by the body? Is it, because if I grind up horse hooves, technically that's protein. And is your body going to absorb it? No, it's not going, it's not, you know, somewhat. And so you look at, it's having, and that's what I've done through, you know, dabbling with other things. And what we've done with Wilderness Athletes is, okay, how is this going to, is it, okay, what kind of protein is this? Is this casein? What kind of amino acid profile does this have? Is it to be able to feed the muscle? And that's our biggest thing at Wilderness is, and working athlete, is muscle management is the thing, because a lot of people will try and lose all that fat, but lose muscle as they're doing that. And that's what happens when you have these cyclical fluctuations of people coming off of their diets and then they're gaining weight back, you know, 1 month later. It's just not, you got to continue to feed the muscle and worry about, and this is what I heard the other day, is it's called muscle-centric medicine. They're looking at muscle as an organ now, and we're trying to see, a lot of people are talking about, you know, that being the focus of any type of diet that you're doing, is preserving the muscle that you have, because after the age of 30, you lose 1% to 3% every decade. And I might be even more than that, maybe every 5 years. But in terms of like the drink mixes that we have, you look at the quality of them to be able to see, you can also look at where is it manufactured? Is it manufactured in a NSF certified facility for sport? Is it on there? That's a good way to see it. You know, you have a lot of these companies go through these certifications. And the NSF certified for sport is one of them. The problem with small companies like us is, even though we can go through all of that and pass with flying colors, the cost of doing that is just astronomical. And you have to do that continually. And we're probably going to do that here pretty soon in the next couple of years. But that's one way to see if, you know, other than word of mouth, because at some point, if you just, you know, that's how we've spread and say, are these products worth a darn? Yeah, right. I feel them every day. You know, the energy and focus and the hydrate and recover, you look at both of those and you look at the back of them, the hydrate and recover is like nothing that is in the industry at all. I mean, in terms of sodium, potassium, the right ratios of the electrolytes, the 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, bioavailable vitamin C that your body can use. And everybody thinks of vitamin C as something for their immune systems, but it is literally one of the most important things you can take on a daily basis for your joints, your heart, your skin, your hair. It's the precursor to collagen development, and collagen is just really, it's proven in your entire body. Then you look at branched chain amino acids. And branched chain amino acids really just are the building blocks of protein synthesis, or this is just your muscle. This is just your building blocks of muscle, and you know, and that's really just a little bit of the hydrate and recover. But I mean, for the most part, when you talk to anyone who's not like a gym goer, or anybody who's just wanting to, you know, go up there and feel better and be able to perform, you know, harder out there on the mountains, or even in the gym if they want to. It's one of those things where you don't have to know everything about, you know, okay, how is that, you should. But for example, like I was, and I'll go back. So like my background is in, was in football. My dad was a strength coach, like I said, but I was a walk-on. I walked on to University of New Mexico. I was a skinny 165-pound safety at New Mexico. And then walked on to the university. We went 1-11 my freshman year. And I had enough of it. And so I walked on to the University of Oklahoma. And Oklahoma, they don't take their football, mm-mm, you know, they take their football pretty seriously. And so me to get to that university, you know, I was wanting to be in control of everything that I can control that went inside my body from a performance standpoint. Now I worked my butt off, and I outlifted, I outworked, everybody from that standpoint, athletically, that I'm nutritionally, and then in the gym, I'm very confident that was the key that a lot of guys were missing, was that recovery aspect, that they weren't recovering. They weren't, you know, and this is where, even though when they're going out and they're partying at night, they're not recovering, but they're going to the cafeteria and they're getting loaded up with whatever they want nutritionally. Like they're getting fed really, really well in D1 sports collegially.
Sure.
And so you look at the construction worker who is physically more active, but they are getting an eighth of the nutritional benefits or nutritional components that those guys are. And so when I started working, you know, after I did a quick stint in Italy, I actually played football in Italy for a year and then tried to do some CFL stuff. But, you know, I actually broke my foot and then went and tried to do arena league. And then I was like, man, this is over. I'm done. I can't be doing this. This is, when you start getting into semi-pro, it means semi-paid. And, it's just interesting. But I went from there to construction and I saw that, man, hey, we're going to McDonald's, we're going to gas stations. And I feel like crap. Like, why are we putting this in our bodies when we're working out? It's an endurance. It's a marathon. And I wrap this all back to when those guys are out there in the field or you're out there on the mountain and you take something and you feel, and you literally feel the difference and you feel the benefits. That's the ultimate test of what a product is going to hold, you know, or what, you know, if it's worth a darn, you know.
Right.
And so really it's just a lot of trial by error. I know a lot of runners, you know, they'll just have to try a lot of different things, and everybody's body is a little bit different when in terms of, you know, how it, you know, what is better for you, on a daily basis.
Right.
And so, I mean, we were jumping into energy. I have been dabbling. I've really enjoyed more of the healthy fats. We actually make an MCT powder that I will mix with my espresso. I need to go back down to one espresso versus two. I'm double shotting it, but I need to put one. I do one espresso, two espressos in with a scoop of that, along with a little bit of butter. And then with a little bit, I actually do a egg yolk mixed in there. And eggs, the egg yolk is really just one of those things. You just blend it up, and man, it tastes like a little bit of honey. And honestly, I don't even, if I'm not working out in the morning, I just have that and I'm good to go for the rest of, you know, really till 12 or 1. And energy wise, mentally, I'm 100%, like I go,
I'm sitting here with four other products. I've got our multivitamin, a Joint Advantage, Mastermind Edge, and then Midnight Build. So I have never really been like, I'm really bad. I'm so glad I'm not on a daily medication every day, because I'm so bad at that. I'm so glad I don't have glasses, because I lose them, break them. It's like daily habits like that are not, I'm so bad. And I know someday age is going to catch up and I'll either be on old man pill, whatever it is. And so I'm not good at this sort of thing, but I do pop in my multivitamin is another thing. That's been just a recent, I got to get going with it. Or my glucosamine based joint, whatever. That would be kind of I have my swings of it a little bit here, a little bit there. But in the last couple of months, I've really devoted a little more time to, I'm tired of my back hurting because I got a herniated disc. I'm tired of it. And, I'm tired of feeling like I'm 45 when I'm 35, or feeling like I'm 55 when I'm 35. So I don't like that. And I really want to, my kids are young. They're practically the same age as yours. And I've got a lot of years of wrestling in the living room. I got a lot of years of coaching and of however, whatever level, from peewee to, we'll see if my kids even play sports. I don't know. I hope they are. They're going to be involved in, his parents are involved in sports. So I got a lot of life left that I want to be there for. And even to their kids, I can wrestle on the floor with their kids. So I got some life left, and that I got to prepare for right now. And a multivitamin is important to me. I mean, just finished with a standard over the counter vitamin and about to hit my wilderness athlete or working athlete. basically it is the same thing. Ready to start rolling with that. What are some of these things that I'm going to see in the WA multivitamin that is different than a typical over-the-counter gummy or something like that? What kind of things have you guys done to improve that? And second part of that is just because there's like 2,000% of B12 in there, isn't there things where you just your body just pees that out or sheds it? I don't know. So yeah, what's the story on the multivitamin?
Really quick, I mean, I think everybody is that is a lot of the people's goal, even listening to this, is not to, you know, not going to climb Mount Everest. They're not like huge physical goals. It's just to be able to play with their kids and not and be pain free and have enough energy and you know, to be able to have a good quality of life. And that's the biggest thing. And so to start off, like, I would say that for anybody, having a broad spectrum multivitamin covers all your bases of what you're not getting in your diet. And that's all supplements are. It's supposed to be a supplement to your healthy diet. It's not supposed to replace it. And so with the multivitamin, what you'll see in that is you have all of these percents of different ingredients of vitamins, minerals, and they all work hand in hand with each other. And you'll see a lot of commonalities with others. But the biggest thing we preach is, again, the bioavailability of each one of these. And so I go back to, you should be able to feel it if you're taking it and if you're not taking your multivitamin. And one of the things that you'll see with a lot of other multivitamins is that, to be honest, if you take it in the morning, you're going to see the same vitamin in the toilet a little bit, a couple hours later, and it's not going to be absorbed into your bloodstream or to your body at all. And so ours is close to, I want to say 86 to 90% bioavailability. So your body is able to absorb it that much. And yes, like your body is able to excrete what it's not using, out. Mm-hmm. And really it just depends on what you're doing that day, if your body's going to be using it, or if you're maxed out, you're tapped out at that level and you've got enough, your body's just amazing at, getting excreting all of that out, through your kidneys. And I would say that with the multivitamin, that's the biggest thing. There's not going to be a lot of differences my wife took this multivitamin as a prenatal. We did a lot of research on what's in it. And I'm not saying a pregnant, especially when it comes to pregnant gals, there's a lot of you got to have something on there that's specifically just for, what we don't have in there, I believe, is folate, the type of folate and folic acid that is great for brain health for children. And so she took an extra folate. But again, it's something that I you have to trust the company that, especially when you're, let's just say you're pregnant or something like that, you're putting in your body. Our kids are slamming Hydrate and Recover left and right. We need to come out with a kid gummy. That's what we need to come out with. And,
yeah.
But from the multivitamin standpoint, that's the biggest thing. I think the next thing would be an omega-3, huge for inflammation, huge for your heart, all the things that really just brain health. I mean, that I don't think you can get enough omega-3s, fatty acids in your system. And along with that joint advantage, that's a really, I have to get back on that as well, because, from lifting heavy to really beating my body down, one thing I neglected was stretching and going through a stretching routine. I'm sure you can, you can attest to not stretching enough.
Yeah.
And a lot of lower back, I would say I think the stat was 80% of people have lower back issues. Maybe less than that, but I mean, it's, it's quite a big deal, especially when you're sitting all the time, your hip flexors are tightened up. You're not stretching the way you need to be. And for you to jump in and just do like a quick little, you know, if you're sitting all day, you know, let's say 8 hours, and then you just do a quick 1 minute stretch, that's not going to counteract the damage that's been done. So, throw out there just trying to help people, but there's an app out there. I think it's like $7-$8 a month, but ROMWAD, ROMWAD is a great one I use. And it's been, you got all kinds of different pathways you can use, whether it's like your back, your hips, your explosive athlete or something like that. But
like a follow a plan or.
Yeah. And it just walked you through, like, a lot of times I don't know what to stretch, or is it going to be all inclusive? Like, this is like, is it going to hit all the things that I want to target? And they do a good job of walking you through it. This is what you're doing. It's about 20 minutes. And this is a good one I've used for the last couple years now.
Sure.
So, okay. And you had another question on the multivitamin.
It was about the excess, and you covered that, but really I pulled up a regular VitaFusion men's multivitamin, just a gummy, and I'm kind of comparing labels right now on that and seeing that definitely a higher percentage and amount of each one of these things. Both have definitely everything that is on this WA label is on the VitaFusion one, but it also has a lot more. So were there some things on here that you guys weren't finding in other multivitamins that felt was crucial?
I think most of them are, everybody's done their research on, hey, what everybody should have. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things, let me go through each one. I want to say that vitamin B6 again is one that a lot of them put in there, but it's that we put a bio armor blend in there. And it's really just a blend that helps with antioxidant support and immune system support. And again, like, it all comes down to just bioavailability at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You look at the majority of these, like, they're going to have some percent of what's in here. But is your body actually utilizing it in the way that it can?
Right.
I mean, you have so much in here. And again, the chelated minerals for enhanced absorption is by far the biggest thing. If you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, you actually want to feel them. So,
yeah.
And we also put the probiotics in there, so we have good stuff. And so you have the omega, the probiotic, and you have a multivitamin all in that little pack that you can use. But have you started it and have you felt the difference using it personally?
I haven't started the multivitamin. I've had one in the past, a bottle of it, and but the Joint Advantage is, which is a good segue into the next thing. I've been feeling pretty darn good recently, and I contributed to that. Contributed to maybe just also engaging my core some more as I'm doing day-to-day things, literally just engaging it, thinking my way through. As I bend over to pick up a 20-pound thing, it is, I engage my core. And that has made a difference, because I'm 6'7", so ultimately I'm going to have back issues. It's just the way I'm built. Probably not going to live as long. Whatever. My wife doesn't like hearing that. It's like, oh, I'm tall. Tall guys die earlier. Sorry. We got a long ways to pump some blood. So engaging my core too is a piece of that. But Joint Advantage was one of those things. And on the website, it's pretty inexpensive. It's a cheaper thing. It's like, well, if there's anything else in there to help My joints feel better because I know joints, when they get hurt, they take forever to heal. They don't have good blood flow. The recovery is long, and I don't need surgery on anything. The doctor, neurosurgeon has said spinal surgeon said I'm good. I don't need it on my back. And I've had other shoulder issues in the past from wrestling, and they've gone away. I don't have over that time. I've been able to work those shoulders out. They're good. I feel pretty good. So joint advantage. Yeah. What are some things with this product that just make that outstanding?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about earlier, inflammation probably is the number one thing in our country that people don't realize with the sugar that they're intaking, with, you know, all of these, their diet, just, and the biggest thing is, with the joint advantage, it impacts the inflammation from a natural standpoint. And that's why that omega-3s and the joint together really makes a big difference, that I've noticed. And, I'm going to pull this up right now. I'll go through it, and, you know, the joints for me is a big thing. You wrestled, but glucosamine, like we said, that's if you can take that on a steady diet along with the omega-3s and vitamin C regularly, I will tell people that they can bump up in the beginning, three capsules twice a day. This is just my I've dabbled with this quite a bit. I don't take ibuprofen at all anymore, except when I'm really, really hurting or something's like, you know, cause it's all about blood flow. It's all about getting, you know, they've said that the ice method now, you know, when you see NBA players with ice on their knees, like that's not scientifically accurate. Like there's no benefit to having ice on your knees, because your body's trying to repair whatever it's been, you know, been doing. So blood flow to that area is good. Now there is, you know, that finishing with ice, starting with ice, doing ice baths, doing cold water, cold plunges, doing the Wim Hof method, like finishing off with, and that's a little bit different, but, you know, finishing off with heat for injuries is huge. You look in there, you see MSM, and you see turmeric. Like, turmeric is huge for inflammation. Boswellia, white willow, and meadowsweet. So you have all these things that, number one, they build sturdy joints, soothe joint pain, crush inflammation. The turmeric and MSM and glucosamine together, they just work so hand in hand. That's why having a formulator like we do, having everything as much as you can throw into a product, that's one thing, but knowing how each one reacts to each other ingredient, each other is vital. And so, yeah, again, like that's a great product. And I need to get back on that as well.
So
I'm on my basketball I'm playing.
Yeah. So the addition that I need to have in there is just some omega-3s, and that's a given, whether you're into any kind of supplement at all. It's a well-known thing that helps with heart health and, along with your multivitamins. So not a foreign topic at all. So for people, but, moving on to look at some of these newer products and, things that are, I don't even know how to even start talking about that, but Mastermind Edge, mental clarity and understanding, or just seeing that makes me go, huh? How? And how is that possible? What is it doing? How are we working on mental clarity and being on, like we've talked about all day long? So talk to me about this.
So, I mean, again, like we talked about, this is something that's just in, it's new to me from a nutritional standpoint. Like coming out, you know, Joe Rogan came out with it, really made it popular with his Alpha Brain. But the majority of the way that people focus has mostly been through caffeine. And what caffeine does to the brain and to the body is it constricts blood vessels so that you are able to focus a little bit more. But you can also, again, that's only one way that you can do it. And that's why people try to take a lot of caffeine and use that. Nootropics, also they're a supplement that improves cognitive function, and more specifically functions like memory, creativity, you know, like we were talking about with the memory, energy, and it's with different ingredients in there, and it's a different kind of hit than caffeine. You know, it kind of that clarity of mind, if you've taken that before, that it's very, you get productive energy. It's not jittery whatsoever, but there's the blend that we put in there. It's L-tyrosine, alpha GPC, phosphatidylserine. Say that fast three times. Pyridoxine B6. And then the one that I'm more familiar with is the lion's mane mushroom extract, and then lion's mane mushroom extract and bacopa. So you don't see all these things that you're taking, you know, regularly, all of these together. And they're doing more research on, and I'm very interested in the way that the brain works, but the way that, you know, it reacts to these different things. You know, tyrosine boosts memory formation, cognition, attentiveness, and problem solving. Alpha GPC readily crosses the blood-brain barrier and fortifies mental energy. And by the blood-brain barrier, that also, our Midnight Build also does that with glutamine, or and what that happens with the blood-brain barrier is, like, whatever you're getting into your blood, whatever you're intaking into your body, very rarely does your brain actually benefit from that. But it's certain things do cross that. Pyridoxine B6 elevates your mood alertness, supports the production of neurotransmitters, and then lion's mane. That one enhances cognitive clarity and focus. And so I've taken that in the past, and it improves mood and reduces anxiety. And it's really, it's just a different alternative to the caffeine, but it also helps with just your brain health overall. If you can take this on a daily, I like to take it on a daily basis, like a vitamin, because your brain, you know, your brain is going to benefit from all of these different things. So it's very interesting to get into the nootropics. We also have a unplug for sleep, and also a at ease, which is more for stress and anxiety. So I've kind of tried all of them, and I'm naturally kind of a stress-free guy, and so I don't really take the at ease as much. But the unplug, I really, really enjoy taking that for sure.
I just had thrown my Midnight Build and Unplug, because I forgot I had Unplug too. I bought one of those.
Yeah.
Mainly before, because I don't really ever need a whole lot of sleep aid. I rarely, but when I'm hunting, absolutely. Ooh. Like it is, that's a must for me, because I'm a side sleeper and struggle with falling asleep or anxious or whatever. I need just good sleep. So I struggled understanding the difference between a Midnight Build and the Unplug.
Okay. Yeah. The Unplug really doesn't really help me get to sleep. It really just helps me with getting the deep sleep and then waking up, you know, more refreshed. It definitely gets you into that deep REM sleep. And the difference between that and Midnight Build is it does help with your sleep. And whenever you're sleeping, your body is, you know, recharging, and you're able to release testosterone as you're sleeping. And what that product does specifically and you'll notice it physically, is your testosterone levels will be increased, and it kind of hits people differently. That one's more for recovery. Midnight Build is really more for recovery. Unplug is really just for that, getting that quality of sleep. But together, again, like that's a powerful combo right there. And so
for a guy that, and people that want to maintain, being able to continually supply themselves with some extra supplements, because this can get expensive for the person on a state salary, let's just say, or a construction salary, to maintain the possibility of affording this, is taking Midnight Build or Unplug after a hard day's work, is that something that needs to kind of be taken in a regimen where you're continually taking it, or does it work where I take it from my week of hunting because I'm beating my body up, or I've got a hard week at work of this and I'm going to take it for a week time because we got a big project or something going on, or whatever it is, a roofing project on my own house, anything like that. Does it work in small little doses, or is it something that you kind of have to take over time and it works over time?
Yeah. I mean, no, I think that there's a little bit of redundancy with the two when it comes to obviously attacking sleep. But the recovery component, I mean, if you were to take one, it would be the Midnight Build, because it has GABA that improves sleep quality, helping take care of ammonia that's built up in your body, so you're just able to flush it out from the day before, and then helping boost testosterone for, again, recovery, nighttime recovery, muscle soreness, and then obviously it's supporting sexual vitality. So I'm sure that's an importance for a lot of guys. But that one, and then the Unplug is something that you can, as you're, let's say you're restless or you can't fall asleep, or maybe you are on a hunt and you really need to get that sleep, that vital sleep. That would be one that I would maybe tag team with those two, or take them separately. But you can't really, like, with this stuff, there's no, I think what you're, you know, what you're trying to, like, dependency, or your body getting used to it.
Well, I'm thinking of more like its effectiveness.
Right. So your body getting used to it and not really, you know, feeling it the same way as it is. I would say that I haven't seen that. And all of these ingredients are something that, you know, your body, because versus a, like, any sleep, other sleep company or that has, when it comes to sleep, they put not serotonin, what do they put in there?
Melatonin.
It's very common. Melatonin. And like, melatonin is different. If your body makes a certain amount, and if you are taking more, it sees that you're actually getting it, so it shuts down production of its own melatonin, so you have to continually take more melatonin. And so that's why I completely avoid the melatonin conversation. Wow. Or any of those products, and that's why we don't have, I don't believe we have any in these products.
Well, that's interesting. There's a variety of, and the supplement world is an interesting one in itself, and something for, and the reason why I wanted to bring you on too was I am a very much an average guy in this, very much, and budget wise in, what I do on a day-to-day basis, same with my hunting. I guess that's a little over, more than normal. I would think, and my wife would agree, that it's nonstop from work to podcast to side business to everything. It's hunting related and doesn't stop. Yeah. And then it's hunting shows when I'm sitting around. So nonstop, gotcha. Hunting related focus in my life. But things that I mean, I interview all kinds of people, and I just want to keep going, and I want to be on, and I really like the way your word choice there of just being on all the time and ready to go. And I literally say this over and over to my kids, like, TV makes you lazy. Like, TV makes you lazy. It makes you lazy. We don't need to watch a show. It makes you lazy. And I just want him to grow up with that in the back of his head, that there is no substitute for hard work, and you need to get after it. And if you want to be successful, you have to push harder than someone else. And as long as my family, we're all college goers. My wife and I both have master's degrees, but it's a different world right now. And I just want to encourage him and both of them to, whatever they do, to do it the best they possibly can. And if there's a something that can help me be the best that I can, I'm kind of on board. And that's to drink a little 16-ounce, 32-ounce of some little drink mix, or that's just take care of my joints so I can continue to jump around and run around with them. Then I'll do it. So,
well, and I 100%. I mean, coming from just my background and seeing yours, it's the construction industry. What we kind of started off with is they have this, you know, PPE, you know, and it's, they have the hard hats and they have the gloves, they have the steel toe boots, and we'll go and we'll do a lot of safety trainings, and we'll ask them, hey, what is the most important piece of equipment that you have on, or that you have on this job site? And we'll get different questions, but again, mostly people are smart enough to say, that's my body, my mind. So what are you doing every single day to take care of the most important piece of equipment? Like, is it, and what is that investment worth to you? And I know, you know, it comes down to budget as well too. And you look at Tom Brady, who spends absurd amount of money on his body, because he knows that, hey, this is my moneymaker. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I think that's the conversation that we need to, you know, realize, is that what is it really worth it to spend, let's say, $100? And I don't care where you spend it. Like, you can spend it on Sprouts. You can just go to, you can go, you know, go to the, you know, on a gym membership or whatever. It's, what are you investing into in your health today or every day or in your budget? Is there something, like, you know, you have God, who's a part of your priority, your family, and your body needs to be part of that. Because again, at the end of the day, like, that's the only way that you're going to fulfill your potential for as long as possible. And really, I just think it comes down to selfishness at the end of the day. So, you know, I have some, you know, some family members, as we all do, who just, I want to spend as much time as possible with them, but they want to as well, or so they say, but every time I, you know, it's coming down to, hey, what are you, you're not going to be around in 5 years. You're just not going to, like, it's just, are you going to be able to, you know, do these things with us, or are we going to, you know, be at your funeral next, you know, in the next couple years, you know? And that's, it just comes down to, like, are you willing to do the hard things? And it's not motivation. Motivation is old. It's discipline. It's like, it's having a system and just being disciplined enough to just do it every single day, whether you like it or not. And sometimes you have a rough day and you just have to get back on the bandwagon. But, you know, like we said, like, and the majority of people who are listening to this, your goal is not to, you know, climb Mount Everest or be the best, you know, NFL football player. It's to be able to live pain free, to, you know, to be able to play with your kids, your grandkids, and that's what it's all about, is that quality of life and preventative health that we really don't. We just take for granted. That's why we always said we are internal PPE in the construction industry. And so that's what we really wanted to vote. We're not really for the guys who are in the gym for 2 hours, 3 hours a day, the meatheads that are just kind of like, you know, it's, you can have, you know, a a six pack and everything, but I mean, that's all well and good, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you are actually healthy, a healthy person. Your body could be, you could be just, you know, doing whatever. And that's not, doesn't mean that you're healthy. And so it's just, well, the one thing I really think people compare themselves too much to, okay, this is what I need to do. Like if so-and-so is going to the gym for 2 hours, then that's what I need to do. But what they're finding is like, one of the guys that Ben shared with me is Andrew Huberman, the Huberman podcast.
Okay.
He said something the other day that said, you know, that a study that they ran was that people that enjoy what they're doing, from a, like a physical standpoint or exercise standpoint, the dopamine release is so important to whether they continue to do that activity. So if you hate running, I hate running. I will not run. And I don't, I just, unless I'm playing basketball, I can run for days playing basketball, but I really, the dopamine release for me is going to the gym and, you know, throwing up, you know, being, having a quiet time and really throwing, you know, having an hour and a half lift, you know, maybe 3-4 days a week. And that's what really just helps me. Now, because some people just, you know, like Ben, for example, he'll go out, you know, and do a, he'll go bale a 100 bales of hay, you know, he'll go, that's, or his dopamine release is going hiking or doing something different. But you have to find the activity that you enjoy doing and just continue to do it on a consistent basis. And then maybe ramp up the intensity from here and there. Yeah. It's not like, it's, I don't think it's rocket science. It's just, again, they say that comparison is the thief of all joy. And with social media, everybody's looking at everybody else and what they're doing, and you just need to look down and just do what you're doing. Awesome. At the end of the day. So that's my two cents.
Oh, perfect. Well, I think that's a good spot to end for the day, and kind of gives us a inside look at a couple of these products and how we can use them at, not just for our hunts, but for 365 days out of the year to make sure that when we get to the day we need to, we leave for elk camp, or maybe it's just even for construction workers, as you start the season, you're feeling good. And I'm sure right now, I know come August, my construction buddies are getting burnt out. They're working in the heat. They're standing on asphalt. They're tired and getting cranky, and I can hear it in their voices as they talk to me. It's just needing that. I don't know how they can keep hydrated really with just water and or just going to drink a Gatorade and it's just loaded with sugar and not great stuff. So having that healthy alternative for that working athlete is important. So thanks for coming on. And if you wouldn't mind, just if plug what you want for, I don't think it's hard to find Wilderness Athlete anywhere, but plug what we need to for people to find this stuff.
Yeah. They can just go to, you know, construction. If they need anything, workingathlete.com or wildernessathlete.com. We have the same products, mostly geared toward, we're highlighting different avenues. And what I'll do is I'll get you a discount code as well that you can post on your later.
Oh, great.
And go from there.
Yeah. So, that'd be awesome.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Clint. To the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's.